Let's get the news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
Gardaí investigating the Kerry babies case will continue to question the two people, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s, who were arrested last night. They were detained in connection with the discovery of the body of a five-day-old baby on a beach in Carrasaveen in County Kerry in April 1984. The body of the baby, subsequently named John, was found with 28 stab wounds. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, reports.
The 39th anniversary of the discovery of the body of baby John at White Strand in Carrasaveen in South Kerry is 3 weeks from today. Last night's arrests of a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s are a significant development in the cold case review of the investigation, according to the lead investigator, Superintendent Flor Murphy. He says Gardaí are focused on establishing the truth of what happened to baby John. Gardaí won't say where the two people were arrested, but at the launch of the cold case review in January 2018, Superintendent Murphy said it was the strong belief of the investigation team that the answers to the questions about baby John's death lay in Carrasaveen and the close surrounding area. It's understood the investigating team still holds to that belief today. Gardaí have 24 hours to question the two people who were arrested. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Kerry.
The Court of Appeal will give its ruling this morning on the appeal by Graeme Dwyer against his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. Dwyer's lawyers argued that his conviction should be quashed or there should be a retrial in which the admissibility of evidence from mobile phone data could be properly tested. Prosecution lawyers said there was an utterly overwhelming case against Dwyer, even without the disputed mobile phone data. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell reports.
Graeme Dwyer was found guilty by a jury in March 2015 of the murder of 36-year-old Elaine O'Hara. Mobile phone data linking his work phone to other phones and text messages formed part of the evidence against him. Dwyer successfully challenged the legislation under which this data was retained and accessed all the way to the European Court of Justice and the Supreme Court, which found it breached EU law. At his appeal, his lawyers said they wanted a retrial where the admissibility of the mobile phone evidence could be properly tested. They also raised the issue of explicit videos, which they said should not have been shown to the jury, and an allegation about the trial judge's demeanour. They also argued that the possibility that Ms. O'Hara had taken her own life had not been excluded, and a verdict of not guilty should have been directed. The prosecution argued there was an utterly overwhelming case to prove Dwyer was the author of incriminating texts to Elaine O'Hara, even without the mobile phone data. They defended the showing of the videos and said the judge was correct to refuse to direct a not guilty verdict. Whatever the three judges decide is likely to be the subject of a potential appeal to the Supreme Court.
EU leaders meeting for the second day of a summit in Brussels will be briefed by the European Central Bank about the risks of contagion following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in the United States and the subsequent takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS. The president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, will update leaders on the prospects of further interest rate rises as Europe continues to struggle with high inflation. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
Christine Lagarde is expected to reassure leaders that a deeper crisis facing the banking sector has been averted, but that Europe should press ahead with initiatives dating back to the last financial crisis 12 years ago, namely an EU-wide deposit insurance scheme and the forging of a wider banking and capital markets union. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank was linked to the recent hike in interest rates in the US, which has prompted calls for the ECB to pause its own rate increases. The ECB president is unlikely to commit to such a move. The bank has been determined to use interest rates to bring down inflation. EU leaders are today expected to ask the European Commission to move ahead with reform of the debt and deficit rules governing the single currency. Those rules have been relaxed since the COVID pandemic, and there is an expectation that they will be made more flexible to cope with long-term economic challenges. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The government has published its programme of events for the final year of the Decade of Centenaries. Our series editor for the Decade of Centenaries, Shane McElhattan.
Minister Catherine Martin will publish the programme at the National Library of Ireland in Dublin today. Key themes for commemoration are the Civil War centenaries, the admission of the new state into the League of Nations, and the awarding of the Nobel Prize for Literature to W.B. Yeats. The Taoiseach's department is planning a formal ceremony to remember all those who lost their lives in the Civil War. Events will be held in New York and Geneva in September to mark the centenary of the Free State's admission to the League of Nations. University College Cork is developing a digital map of all Civil War casualties in partnership with RTE and the Military Archives. By Easter 2024, the National Museum will open a new permanent gallery in Collins Barracks, Dublin, devoted to the history of 20th century Ireland. And nearly €2 million will be distributed to local authorities to support remembrance of centenaries across the country.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be windy today. Winds will be very strong in the west and southwest. There may be coastal flooding at high tide. Showers or longer spells of rain, sometimes heavy, will be widespread, and there'll be short bright spells also. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale force today on coastal waters from Valentia to Slinehead to Erishead. Southwesterly winds will occasionally reach gale force this evening and tonight on coastal waters from Wicklow Head to Carnsore Point to Dungarvan and the South Irish Sea.